When you live in the town of Mayo, Florida, population 1,200, you give up some of life's little luxuries.
There's no shopping, no doctors, no transportation, no jobs.
For pregnant women, no doctors can mean an hour and a half ride to the doctor, if they have a car. As 90.7 continues its series, Pregnant and Poor, The Decline of Prenatal Care in Florida, healthcare reporter Abe Abaraya travels to rural North Central Florida, where seven county health departments have stopped providing care for pregnant women.
The town of Mayo sits about halfway between Gainesville and Tallahassee, and it's right smack in a seven-county stretch bigger than Puerto Rico, where every county health department has gotten out of prenatal care. Here, Audra Rutherford is 7 months pregnant. The family business is making fishing lures, and they have some fun with the names.
So we have Drunk Monkey, Electric Chicken, Chicken on a Chain, Slamming Chicken, Electric Buzzard, Texas Roach. I mean, we got all kinds of crazy names. But the thing about it, though, is the name sells.
Rutherford's family owns Bass Assassin. They make soft plastic fishing lures. Rutherford has good insurance through the family business, but good insurance only goes so far in this part of Florida. She drives an hour and a half to see her obstetrician in Gainesville. It's a big downside to small-town life.
I actually know a couple that had to stop on the side of the road while trying to get to Gainesville when they were in labor because it was too far and that baby was coming.
And so they delivered on the side of the road.
A lot of people joke about it, especially around here in a small town, especially with a lot of farmers around. A lot of men joke, oh, it ain't no worse than delivering a calf. You know, it's like, no, completely different. Completely different.
For women who are on Medicaid or don't have a car, it's even harder to get to a doctor. And in this part of the state, there is no public transportation. As Florida has privatized Medicaid during the last year, rates were cut, and these seven counties could no longer afford to offer prenatal care. So federal health clinics picked up the slack, but they're fewer and farther in between. Since the change, the rate of women getting in to see a doctor in the first trimester has dropped in all seven counties, and the rate of women giving birth without ever seeing a doctor has more than doubled in Dixie County. It's the worst rate in the state.
It's too early to tell what this change in access to prenatal care is going to mean in the next few years.
That's Barbara Locke. She runs the health department for three counties. She says she's anxious about the impacts.
We may be wrong that women do access care in the first trimester in spite of the fact that they can't come here, but my experience tells me that isn't true. So I think we're going to see some real impacts related to the fact that many health departments have gotten out of prenatal care.
So is there a safety net for pregnant women in rural North Central Florida?
If they live in Dixie County, no. They have to travel outside of the county for care.
And 4 out of 5 women do leave the county to see their doctor. Take Clarissa Carroll. She's pregnant with her fourth baby, due in March. She doesn't have private insurance, so she drives 35 minutes to the neighboring county to see her doctor at a clinic. The baby's fine now, but initially she was going once a week because they couldn't hear a heartbeat. She says spending that much on gas destroyed her family budget.
And then I'm just having to worry about gas to get my oldest to school if she doesn't get the bus on time, and prenatal care.
It's a story Barbara Locke of the health department hears often. Women missing doctor's appointments because they can't afford the gas.
They would literally have to decide, am I going to use gas to go to my appointment today, or am I going to use gas to go to work,
or am I going to use that money to put food on the table tonight?
Locke worries that with so few doctors in this rural patch of North Florida, more women will go their entire pregnancy without seeing a doctor. Abe Abaraya, 90.7 News.
And you can visit WMFE.org/pregnancy for the full series.